Hey.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for a very important Sunday edition. I'm on the radio 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, and I come back in Sunday evenings, afternoons, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time to do a two-hour abbreviated special report. Tonight is very important. You know, driving in with the magnitude of news and information I have here in front of me, I a lot of times don't feel up to the task because I know the information I'm covering is accurate. The information is so well documented that there's no way for me to properly even prove all of it on air. I mean, I can give you a lot of the proof, but to go over the complete proof would take thousands of hours. There's that much evidence to everything we discuss here. And then I think about the fact that conservatively 1 hour of this Sunday radio show that's smaller than the older weekday show, about a million people tune in and out of it, and around a million and a half people total over the 2 hours. I've got 2 million listeners tuning in every day. That's conservative off AM and FM stations that happen to have ratings and, you know, that happen to subscribe to the ratings. So we know the type of listenership that we have. And then, of course, on the Internet, number one on Shoutcast with hundreds of thousands listening at any one time. Around the world, millions in the aggregate every week, but number one on Shoutcast, number one on all the other major internet rating services out there, number one on YouTube, number one on Google. In fact, in the Google top 100 videos, routinely 10 of them are mine, including the coveted number one spot. Go look for yourself right now. And it's the same on every other rating system. And you would think that I would have a big ego or be heady about that. It is really the opposite. It is quite a responsibility for me because, frankly, I listen to my radio show, the rebroadcast, often and don't like what I have to hear, my delivery. Or I think of, for each issue I cover, hundreds of points that I wanted to make because it's easy driving down the road in your car or listening on the computer at night or watching some YouTube clip of yourself talk, with the video added because we videotaped this and put it on the prisonplanet.tv area and people put it all over the web. You know, it's easy in hindsight to have wanted to make all these other points and then not get to it. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, you'd better take the issues and topics and news that I'm covering here very, very seriously. You can't afford to just laugh and scoff and or say that I'm exaggerating or that I'm fear-mongering because in reality, and this is analyzing myself and what I cover and what my guests cover here, the situation we face is far worse than what I can even articulate. So I'm begging you listeners to realize that human history has been fraught with disaster and mass murder by the government, enslavement, theft, depression, abject tyranny, and pain. And that is the norm. Liberty is the rare jewel, the one in a million exception. Liberty creates amazing success, milk and honey, great prosperity. And so countries, the handful of nations that have had some modicum of liberty in all of human recorded 6,000 years of history can be counted up on less than two hands. In fact, it's hard to fill up all 10 of your fingers. It's hard to go through a list and you can debate the last three or four. There's really only six or seven nations or empires or systems that could be called somewhat free. Somehow they convinced the general public in the last 50 years that there is no tyranny, nothing bad in government, trust everything, let government be secret under the guise of national security, let private interest come in and buy off the government. Everything's wonderful. Government is only good. Things never go wrong. Bad things never happen inside government. Government is God. Government is good. Government is sweet. It is wonderful. It is to be trusted, and everything is fine. If you know anything about history or even U.S. history, you know how asinine and ridiculous that is. Or if you can convince somebody that there's problems in government, they will then say, well, there's problems in one party. There's problems with the Republicans, or there's problems with the Democrats. And then they get caught up so intensely in the debate about which party they're for, they never realize that both parties, for at least 40 years, have been run completely by foreign corporate interest, who do not have your interest at stake and, in fact, are quite predatory towards you and see this country as an apple to be looted, to be gang-raped financially, economically. And they've written hundreds of books and thousands of think tank documents on it. And our own Pentagon and Naval War College and British Ministry of Defense say the people are the enemy, say NORTHCOM is martial law, we're already under, targeting the United States population as enemies of the state, and the British target their people as enemies of the state, and they state it all. This is a corrupt elite publicly declaring war on you. You know, in history, the castles weren't built for invasion. That rarely happened. The castles were built for the local nobles to be armored at night and to be in a keep from the public that they enslaved and controlled. And that's all that we see happening here today, but with a high-tech integration overlay. Let me give you the news, and I'm going to cover this news in as much detail as I can, just hitting the high points. Or we should call them the low points. Then we're going to take calls, wide open phones, in the second hour, and then cover some economic news. With a whimper, not a bang, the Chicago Tribune and NBC Channel 5, WMAQ out of Chicago, announced Thursday that the U.S. military will be in Chicago and statewide confiscating firearms out of citizens' homes. Just completely calm. I played a clip of this Thursday on the radio. I'm not going to play it today. If you want to just Google, Governor says Chicago is out of control, it'll pop up. You can watch the video link. There's now three of them on there. Thursday there was just video governor's plan. Now there's read viewers sound off and more politics. You can watch more clips on it. We're going to go over that and give you the full import of what that means. You don't think they're just going to announce martial law and ring big bells and from the church tops and tell you they're slaves. No, they just, the troops are going to be coming in your houses and confiscating guns because guns are illegal in most areas of Illinois. And we don't care what the Supreme Court has to say, and we've got federal grants to take your guns. And all over the country, the police with the feds are raiding homes without warrants, quote, looking for guns. We'll go over all of that. All over the nation, they're running warrantless checkpoints. And then we have video police from D.C. to L.A. to San Diego to Dallas just walking up and saying, don't videotape us running a checkpoint. The citizen says, well, I have a right. And the cops start beating you in the head. I mean, that's martial law, ladies and gentlemen. That's martial law. Hey, you, slave, you don't videotape our operations. Remember, these are battle-hardened people who've had mental breakdowns, on the average four tours. They're on Prozac. They're back in uniform. Totally psychopathic. Police are murdering their families all over the place. Every day I see five or six articles about that because they come home, get put in uniform, melt down, kill their families normally. And as bad as that is, at least they're only killing their families and not us on the streets. I'm sad they're killing their women and children, but, you know, that's what psychopathic meltdowns do. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't got into Barack Obama. A million-man armed Stasi force. They will be youth brigades coming after your guns. You can't make this type of stuff up. You are witnessing the fall of the Republic. Will you hear the call and rally to her aid? Probably not. Suck your thumbs and prepare to go down with the ship. We'll be right back.
question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the new world order.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to make it very simple. Private central banks took control of the nation about 85 years ago. They have created a world empire using our money, our credit, our name, while destroying everything the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, stands for. Now the Ponzi scheme is within a few years, conservatively, may even be quicker, of totally imploding. They don't want to get criminally in trouble. In fact, they want to maintain control of the husk, the sucked dry nest where they were basically hatched out of and then spread out worldwide with their tyranny. So we have provided the yolk to feed them in their egg that was the U.S. Now the global tyranny has broken out worldwide, taken over the planet, but they have to maintain their dominance over the original slave pit, over the original slave grid. And that's what they're doing now, setting up their military slave grid here in the United States. Now, before I cover this news, remember, and if you don't know this, just Google it. It's thousands of government websites, documents, all admitted everywhere. You can go to the Atomic Energy Agency website internationally. You can go to the Department of Energy. They admit it. Where they, I use this example because it's one that's better known. There's thousands where they took 4,300 and something foster children and radiated them to death. Murdered U.S. children. Oh, but the government wouldn't kill 3,000 people on 9/11, though they read all those think tank documents saying how they needed terror attacks to get us to get behind a global war of tyranny and a domestic police state here at home. And then all the thousands of our troops they killed with nerve gas and chemical and biological and radiological agents and all declassified. Well, it's all going on today, ladies and gentlemen. Just remember that, and then calmly, they come out in the Chicago Tribune and on NBC News 5, WMAQ. Governor says Chicago is out of control, announces a plan with Mayor Daley to put National Guard troops on the streets, not to fight terror. That was the first excuse we told you. Before 9/11, we said there'll be a staged attack on the World Trade Center. And then we said the next attack will probably be on Chicago because we have all the federal training manuals where they don't even deny what they're planning. And, oh, yeah, they think you're so dumb, folks. This is all right out in the open. That's how dumb they think you are. And then I told you they would put National Guard on the streets in a few areas to get you trained, seeing it on television. The Super Bowl, the Kentucky Derby. And then, oh, my goodness, we're going to put troops on the streets of Chicago. Now, 3 months ago, they announced they're going to have police, quote, in riot gear, just patrol streets randomly, running random checkpoints, searching people to, quote, stop gun crime. The guns are doing it. One of the only places in the country where they have total gun bans, and it has the highest crime rate in the nation, next to D.C., another total gun ban area. Now they've got troops on the streets in England and metal detectors outside because they took the guns 8 years ago and the crime rate exploded. Same thing. They know, the social engineers know, they take your guns, crime explodes, they don't really fight the crime, and then say, oh, the answer is door-to-door gun confiscation using the National Guard. Because five gangbangers shot themselves in fights this week. You know, they always call them children when under the 18, you know, gangbangers. You know, some 17-year-old guy who's killed four people and been in prison three times gets shot. They say, oh, a child died in Chicago. We've got to take your guns. And Mayor Daley, the son of the mob boss, well, of course the mob wants your guns. And when that's what tyranny is when criminality takes over government, then you get tyranny, and the criminals are in control. Now, I remember 10 years ago learning that they were hiring felons in the U.S. military and police forces and sheriff's departments everywhere, and I told everyone and you didn't believe me. Then I got secret documents. Then I got declassified documents. Then, for the last 7 years or so, and you can Google this anytime, it's hundreds of mainstream articles, they write articles telling you how good it is to hire aggravated felons. And they say, oh, the Army wants aggravated felons. You know what an aggravated felon is? Well, the Associated Press and Washington Times, they all, in articles, told you. They said rape, arson, armed robbery, and it said they're hiring them. Large numbers of them. Now, if that's not enough, it says what they really seek out is aggravated felons who are illegal aliens on top of it. Foreigners who are criminals. Now, Stalin only hired criminals out of jails to carry out his operations because he knew they were criminals and would rape and rob and steal. He didn't hire foreigners who were criminals. Other countries, the Soviets would use foreigners from one satellite country to go into another. So they also did that, but separately, not felons who were foreigners. It was felons and foreigners. Now, here in America, we use felon, aggravated felon, foreigners. And this needs to be discussed. This needs to be addressed. This needs to be talked about on other talk shows and in the newspaper. But it isn't. They'll just see an occasional blurb saying, oh, it's a wonderful thing. It's good. Now, I don't want you to think Barack Obama started this. I don't want to us obsess too much on Barack Obama, who runs absolutely nothing, who's a total puppet. Doesn't matter if it's John McCain or Barack Obama. These Republican and Democratic national conventions, this is all just theater for you to think they run something, okay? That's all it is. And something for pollsters and advertisement agencies to make money. It is a complete spectacle. It's like a vestigial claw on the elbow of a dog, okay? It isn't in use anymore. You got me? It isn't in use anymore. And the Chicago Tribune also reported, and then we went and found the audio tape. We have time, we'll play it later, but it's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Obama calls for national civilian Stasi. Now remember, Clinton first set this up. Bush expanded it. It's called Secure Corps. I'm giving you the name now. It's a division of AmeriCorps, and you can read where 6th, 7th, and 8th graders are trained with M16s, on how to do warrant service, run checkpoints, aid the police in martial law. This is from the Philadelphia Daily News. It was the first place I saw that in 2002. The Secure Corps. Yes. Philadelphia Daily News, Secure Corps. LexisNexis at Media. Got people listening in Chicago where we're on, or Kansas City, or upstate New York, or Austin, Texas, or San Diego. Don't roll your eyes. I'll give you the terms. Secure Corps, Philadelphia Daily News. And it said, warrant service, checkpoints, aiding in civil emergencies. Well, Obama is just announcing what's already been set up. I'm not defending him either. He's a totally evil puppet, runs nothing. The point is that this is what they're proposing. And the quote here is, civilian national security force to surveil the American people. Now, wait. They've already hired 500,000 truck drivers, 26,000 preachers, 23,000 executives. That's InfraGuard. The clergy response teams, I'm giving you keywords, Google, clergy response teams. Come on, it's homework time. I reported this, by the way, all before it was in the mainstream news. I told you your dollar would plunge years ago. I told you the stock market would plunge. I told you why it would happen. I told you 2 years ago you'd be paying $4 a gallon this summer. I didn't just say $4 soon. I said 2 summers from now. You know why? Because I got my head screwed on straight. You know why? Because I research. Because I can't go to sleep at night because I know about this. Because I want to save this country. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the almost 1 million body bags for you and your family that FEMA stockpiled just in one location. We got video of the mass coffins for you and your family. It's on InfoWars.com right now. You'll believe it when they blow your head off.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. To learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration.
So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back live on this 20th of July, 2008. Obama calls for national civilian Stasi. Presidential candidate wants domestic security forces as powerful as U.S. military. Columnist compares proposal to Hitler Youth. Yeah, that's the Knoxville newspaper said that. Presidential frontrunner Barack Obama has called for a civilian national security force as powerful as the U.S. military, comments that were ignored by the vast majority of the corporate media, but compared by one journalist to the Nazi Hitler Youth. We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful and strong and just as well-funded, Obama told a Colorado Springs audience earlier this month. Now, remember that whatever they announce is already in place. Like they told you this year, you have a national ID card and you're at your driver's license. I told you that in 1997 in my film America's Toy by Design, and I showed you all the executive orders and documents and how you were thumb-scanning to get driver's license. And I told you in that film they would have police with thumb scanners and finger scanners in their cars and license plate reading cameras. And by the way, that's all in the mainstream news today. They're now telling you the slaves about it a decade after it was in place. You see how that works? No, you don't have a national ID card. You have a world standardized ID card under a September 2000 United Nations treaty that was ratified and our country signed on world ID specifications in Australia. You have a world ID. Your driver's license is just has a local, kind of like Sports Illustrated has 10 different, you know, regional variants or whatever. Same thing. You think you got a Texas driver's license or an Illinois driver's license or a New York driver's license or you think you got a Toronto, you know, driver's license? No. You have a world ID. And by the way, the Ministry of Defense 100-plus page document put out by the British last year where they say this is what we believe is going to happen and what we're doing, says our governments will use neutron bombs on us if we try to ever stop their New World Order. Yeah, Dick Cheney wrote they'll use bioweapons on us in the September 2000 Rebuilding America's Defenses document put out by PNAC, authored by him. See, they know you don't read think tank documents. They know you don't read the Ministry of Defense 10-year plan. Just Google that. It'll come up. Yeah, 2007, so you get that year. You can have the whole 100-and-something page declassified version. And it says, yes, our governments will use neutron bombs on the people. Your government is owned by private families. They have weapons that they could detonate above Austin, Texas, and kill every bug, every dog, every cat, and you, every squirrel. I don't care if you're 100 feet under the ground. You will flop around for about 10 seconds and die. That's if you're underground. There's enough radiation coming in. An instant flash, and then they roll in. You don't understand, do you, what we're dealing with here? You don't understand who these people are. You see, because I'm so on and so targeted and know what they're doing is the only reason I'm not dead or set up or in prison, because they don't want to underline and highlight everything I'm saying. They don't want to put an exclamation point and a bullhorn to everything I'm saying. Killing me would do that. Everybody asked, if this was true, why are you alive if they're such killers? Because I've already said it all. I've already put it out. You understand? And because this only a couple thousand people through compartmentalization control this through the shadow government, through the national security state. They bring in the cocaine, they bring in the heroin, they own the drug companies that push Ritalin and Prozac on your children, and HPV live cancer virus shots where on the insert for the shot it admits it doesn't protect you from cancer and will give you cancer. But you won't read that, will you? You are naive. Stop being naive. In my film, Road to Tyranny, I talk about youth corps. In my film I made in 1999, Police State 2000, I cover youth corps and show you the documents and say they are going to stage terror attacks and then implement youth corps running around and spying on people. And in every city they have, quote, FBI anti-terror meetings. They invite the public and people who mean well show up and they go, okay, it's a 7-day free course. You'll get coffee and donuts while you're here. It's a couple hours every night. And then they have one day on terrorism, and then the rest is your neighbor growing marijuana? Do they spank their kids? It's all about police state. I told you more than 10 years ago in 1996, because I read the Telecommunications Act, that your cell phone would track you down to just a few feet off of triangulation with the cell towers and a GPS map. And then now it's been announced to you in the last 2 years. Tracking you, tracing you. I told you everything. Do you understand? Because I read what Rand Corporation says. I read what MIT says. MIT said 20 years ago their main directive, larger than the Manhattan Project, just MIT alone, was to build a military control grid and use the U.S. as a test and England as a test to then put in dominated countries. And then MIT Magazine, in a 2006 issue, I was at the at a grill waiting at the bar to get food to take home to my family. I can't even get away from this stuff. And there was MIT Magazine laying there. I already knew all about it. It was at Cypress Grill in South Austin. And I pick up MIT Magazine a few months ago, and I flip it open, and it's them bragging about the military grid with cameras and surveillance they put in Iraq and how that was the system developed here. This is a military-run grid. Do you read me? You don't mean anything to those running it. And Henry Kissinger calls the military dumb animals to be used, calls the police dumb animals. They think you're dumb animals. And in a way, you are. I mean, they openly test chemicals and biologicals on you. They openly use you. They're not giving you your health care or the GI bills being taken away now. They're taking people who had jobs at GM for 35 years are being told no health care anymore. We're not giving you your pensions. I told you that would happen. And this is only the beginning. And if you don't like it, they're going to send the young 20-year-old guys that don't know what they're doing to go after the old guys who were in the military decades ago. If you want to save the republic, if you want to save this country, you've got to admit we're going into tyranny. You know, the Germans didn't believe what was happening to them. Americans into the mid-40s didn't believe there were camps or mass executions or tyranny. No one believed the Soviets were killing people. They killed 50 million. Mao, the government of China admits, killed 60 million. The real number's about 80 million. And I've interviewed former top White House historians and CIA briefers, Richard C. Cook, Ray McGovern, a whole bunch of them in the last 2 weeks, and they are all independently saying they believe a massive extermination purge is being set up and geared up in the U.S. and England. And they said they believe the elites want to have a mass culling to get completely rid of the middle class. You know what's declassified? This is a Zbigniew Brzezinski, and he even wrote about it in one of his books. National Security Advisor to Jimmy Carter, the guy that's behind Barack Obama. Then you got Kissinger, his commander above McCain. You know, he wrote and said, yeah, we worked with the Khmer Rouge. We liked the Khmer Rouge, who killed at least 2 million Christian middle-class people. You had a pair of glasses. They killed you because that meant you had money and could read. They want a bunch of dumb peasants. Nothing against the peasants, but that's what they want. Dumbed down, not having any education, not knowing any better. That's why they're overrunning the U.S. with third world people to drive down wages. Now, when we get back, I want to give you some background. In 2002, Rocky Mountain Daily News, I want media to LexisNexis this. If you're too stupid to use Google, I want media laughing. Don't you laugh. Don't you laugh. I want you to LexisNexis, Rocky Mountain News, crematoriums. 2002, feds built crematoriums all over the U.S. to incinerate us. Don't you laugh at me. When we come back, some folks went into one of these FEMA camps in Georgia. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of plastic coffins stacked. We got the company's name that sold it to them, everything. That's right. Are you just going to go along with this? In your gut, you know something's wrong. Well, we found out what it is. PrisonPlanet.com. That's where the resistance starts.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calbin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calbin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
There is hope, my friends, but we have to admit how serious things have gotten. We can't be in denial about this. I mean, here they are calmly reporting, oh, in Illinois, National Guard's going to go door-to-door confiscating guns. People can rationalize New Orleans and surrounding towns. They go into high and dry areas, and the Army, regular Army, would march in with the police and confiscate guns, and the police chief came out and said, we're confiscating all the guns, and people were still in denial. Well, now in Oakland, California, and Tucson, Arizona, Dallas, Texas, Boston, Massachusetts, everywhere, Washington, D.C., they're having knock and talk where they just come to your door and started in Tucson. It actually started in pro-gun areas like Arizona and Texas. In Dallas, I saw the Dallas Morning News like 4 years ago. And it described middle-class areas, and they come during the day when they think the husbands aren't there. It's totally criminal. It's called knock and talk. And they knock, and don't deny it, folks. Go Google it. Don't just say I'm making this up. The country dies if you do that. You understand? They go to the door, and they say, we'd like to look and see if your guns are legal. We're just here randomly. No due process. Probable cause. Just it's a federal grant to come ask about your guns. And they have the gun buyback programs, which gives the people the image of folks lined up handing guns in for money. All to condition you. They did the same thing in Australia and England before they banned guns. Same thing in Canada. They banned half of what they registered there. Totally banned guns in places like England. And the crime rates, of course, explode. But, Obama wants 1 million teenagers with guns in uniforms spying and fighting the terrorists that are hiding under every cupboard. And the news is telling you for like 6 months now, and I told you they'd say this because we got documents on it a year ago, there's blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's everywhere! Remember we said, first they'll train you that it's Muslim Al-Qaeda, which doesn't exist either. And then they would move on to, actually, everybody's Al-Qaeda. Black people, white people, they're all Al-Qaeda! And then now I've had national talk show hosts and Congress and others say that I am Al-Qaeda. That Alex Jones, he's Al-Qaeda. Oh, did Al-Qaeda write the PNAC documents where they said they'd use bioweapons on us and kill us? Our government did? By the way, there's all these thousands of admitted examples where the criminals that run our government from the 40s right through to the last stuff declassified in the 80s, and it's still going on. They declassify things every 20-something years, so we're in the mid-90s now. I mean, mid-80s now, excuse me. And they just came right out and say that they've tested lethal chemical, biologicals, radiologicals in every major city of the U.S., killing people in many of the cases. Just type U.S. troops killed by nerve gas or New York subway sprayed by biological weapon. And you'll read it and go, wait a minute, the government says give up all my rights. There's these people that want to nerve gas me or use chemical or biologicals. And by the way, there's a lot of weak-minded people out there going, wait a minute, I never heard about that. Well, you must be hiding under a rock. I mean, everybody knows there's been chemical, biological, radiological testing. Let me ask both the guys running the show. before you ever heard of my radio show or ever did stuff, Paul and Trey, did you ever see on the news, I want to see, or hear them talk about chemical, biological, radiological testing on the U.S. population?
Tuskegee experiments.
But, I mean, you hadn't heard about the other stuff where they spray biologicals on cities?
Well, I mean, I was just starting with this, the easiest.
But, I mean, how much had you heard of before you ever heard of me?
Oh, sure. I mean, I've talked to people who have heard of, you know, all the cloud seeding and chemical spraying they've been doing for years. I mean, I know people who've heard about it who are
what about you,
twice
Paul?
My age.
What about you? So you had never heard. See, well, for those that don't know, you can go to the Department of Energy, like I said earlier, and they'll tell you how they murdered thousands of U.S. children. They take them from poor families, lock them in, and radiate them to death. Now, that was really to create cadres of killers in the government. It wasn't about testing radiation. It was about seeing what they could get away with. Now, if you don't know about this, listeners, you need to go find out and then understand. Now you know why they'll do these type of things. They're totally ruthless. They believe the end justifies the means, and now they want to have a million to start with. Youth running around spying and tattling on you. They have felons and illegal aliens filling the police force, filling the military force. All the mainstream news articles on that, just Google it, and you'll have just scores of mainstream news. Just type police departments hiring, they'll use the politically correct word, immigrants. Police forces, but some, one headline, one AP headline in New Mexico did say illegal immigrants. You can just pull it up for yourself, ladies and gentlemen, right now. Don't deny. And if you didn't know history, they hire foreigners and felons because they'll follow illegal, tyrannical orders. Mao, Hitler, Stalin, they all did it. Okay? They also hire young forces. Mao did it. You notice that Al Gore, who was just here in town, he's getting 10 million youth brigades, and they're all over the place slicing the SUV tires all over the country, egging SUVs, you know, they're already, the police don't investigate it, the news won't report on it, but here and there, burning down ski resorts, burning down homes. That's the type of brigades that Al Gore is recruiting. Oh, yeah, you didn't know about the environmental terrorists out there? They're to be turned loose against the middle class. They're all going to be the new officers to regulate and control your carbon footprint, to control your daily life. Paul's in there shaking his head. Paul, I can Google it right now. I'm serious. This is what they're doing. This is who they're hiring. Now, let's go ahead and get into these coffins. If you go to Infowars.com right now, you can read this and see all the YouTube videos. And you can go to the company website that, if it's not the same company, it's this company or just licensed it from them because it is the, and we're not saying they're a bad company for selling, you know, mass grave coffins. It's just the fact that we're reporting on that. So I want to be clear, the company isn't bad. They're allowed to be in business and sell this to the government. And in the past, we would see articles about 1 million body bags armor ordered by FEMA or 300,000 plastic coffins ordered by Homeland Security. I mean, we've had all those articles. We just have never... But people don't care about an article or a news story. They want to see the coffins. So some folks in Georgia saw one of these facilities, and we've got Google photos of it and ground photos and video of it, and it is more than 500,000 of these giant coffins stacked outside. You'll have big stacks of lids and then stacks of the coffins, one inside the other. And they also have... other systems that you can go read about. They also have urns for your cremated body. And this is in Georgia. The company is PolyGuard Vaults, but they're in Alabama. This is a separate area, a FEMA leased area, just sitting right out by the side of a highway for the last couple years. And finally... we've mentioned this before, but finally, this is really getting big news on the web, and a big report's being done by Kurt Nemo right now. In fact, it may be up. I know he's working on it to have it up by the end of the show. Why are tens of thousands of plastic burial vaults stacked in a field near Madison, Georgia, is the headline. PolyGuard Vaults, and you go to their website, and we also have photos of the trucks, giant 18-wheelers, huge 18-wheelers with these extra long flatbeds just totally stacked with the coffins that go one inside the other like plastic Dixie cups. And they're just all there. Now, we know this is FEMA. We know that these are coffins. Some people are debating that because we have all the news articles where it says FEMA's ordered coffins and body bags by the millions. This is just one stockpile just a few miles away from the Atlanta airport, which is the largest airport in the United States. So you can go there and look at these. Now, the FEMA and the CDC say that they're, by the way, this is nearby the CDC, Centers for Disease Control. They say that they're only doing this in case there's a mass biological outbreak. You've just got to remember that it's the government, the criminals that have hijacked our government, under National Security Act of 47, who fully took over when they killed President Kennedy in 63, and now under PDD 51 openly says that the White House is a dictatorship and that Congress has no authority. The chairman of the Homeland Security Department for 6-7 months, it's been going on for 11 months total since one of the people on the committee asked to see the documents, they're not even allowed to see the fully declassified /classified version. But on the cover sheet of PDD 51, Presidential Decision Directive 51, it says that the president is a dictator. People say, well, everything will be all right. Barack Obama will soon be in, or John McCain will. They're just puppets. They run nothing. They're there to carry out their orders. Understand, it's that executive branch that allows the private corporations that have hijacked our government to have at least on the surface the look of government. But a president declaring himself dictator is totally illegal and illegitimate. See, that's what you've got to ask yourself. Do you stand with the Bill of Rights and Constitution or with the New World Order? Do you stand with the Republic and the Founding Fathers or the dirtbag globalists? We'll be right back with the second hour and your calls. More on the topic.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.